Graham Binns, you work on, what is it, the LS Squad now?
Yes.
Okay. And for about the past year, on and off, you've been working on improving Launchpad bug subscriptions.
Yes.
So that's live now, is that right?
That's live now, yes, for everybody.
Okay, so just as a brief summary, what have you done?
What we've done is we've changed the way that subscriptions work for bugs particularly. Before, it used to be that you could subscribe to a bug, or you subscribe to a project or a package or whatever, and you would get all the mail about that bug or that package, regardless of whether you actually were interested in it or not. Mm-hmm. Now what we've let you do is filter the bug mail at the Launchpad end. So you can now say, only tell me when this bug is fixed, or tell me about everything about this bug, or only tell me when this bug goes from one state to another. Or if you subscribe to a project, you could say, I only want to know about bugs on the Launchpad project that are new. I use that filter to find bugs that I need to triage. And we've added a few other nice little features. You can now mute bugs that you want to be subscribed to for the sake of being able to see them, because subscriptions are linked to whether or not you can see private bugs. But you don't actually want to receive emails about them, or noisy bugs, bugs that get a lot of comments. You can mute those until you want to come back to them and actually pay some attention to the comment thread instead of getting lots and lots of emails in your inbox.
Right, okay. So that sounds like a great feature. It seems to have taken quite a while to go from starting it to finishing it.
Yeah.
So what sort of problems did you come across?
Well, there were quite a few. I mean, we had a lot of problems with the fact that the subscriptions code in Launchpad is some of the oldest code. It's been there since around about 2005, and it's quite crufty and knotty, and not many people have touched it, possibly because it's quite crufty and knotty. So one of the first problems we faced was actually taking it and making it into something that was maintainable, and something that we could then, from that point, turn into what we wanted, rather than just going and implementing these features, saying, hey, it's done. We wanted to actually leave something behind that we could come back to and confidently say we could fix if we found any bugs. But as it stood, we couldn't do that because it was such a mess of spaghetti. That was the first problem. We did several rounds of user testing, which was brilliant, but because we were not particularly confident about our user interface designs, we stalled a lot on finding the right user interface. What we probably should have done is worked harder to get a user interface up and out there for people to play with earlier on, instead of doing all the back end stuff first. As somebody remarked to me the other day, a user interface that doesn't have any effect is as much use as a back end that doesn't have a user interface.
Oh, yeah.
We could at least have, for certain people, we maybe may have been able to show them stuff earlier than we did. So stuff has been, this code has been available to people for quite a while, but it's been hidden behind what we call a feature flag. So,
okay, so what's that?
That basically means that we write code that will only appear if you are a person who is in a particular team or a particular set of teams or whatever. The idea behind feature flags is that we can release code onto Launchpad production, but not everybody has to be affected by it, which is a great way for us to try things out. So if people are members of the Launchpad beta testers team, for example, they will often see the code that's hidden behind feature flags, whereas John Q user won't get to see it because they're just an ordinary user, they're not a member of that team. It's the way we used to do things was we used to have a production Launchpad instance and something that we called Edge, which was running the bleeding edge code. We did away with that second set of servers because it was just inefficient and it made deployment really hard, and mm-hmm. it was an extra layer of complexity. So we now put everything on the same servers, but the code is as I say, is protected by these feature flags so that some people will be able to see it and interact with it and find bugs in it, and other people won't ever have to worry about it until it's ready to be released.
All right, okay. Was there anything odd that you came across? Because I remember seeing something during the development when it was behind a feature flag of you would subscribe to a package and then mute yourself, and then you'd unmute and your name wouldn't reappear in the subscribers list. What was all that about?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun little interactions in Launchpad, which it's common to any large software project that when you touch one thing, lots of things have to happen, and sometimes that means that you have to be aware of all the effects that a particular action is going to have and deal with them appropriately. That particular problem was one where you were making a change which fired off some JavaScript, which went away and connected to the Launchpad backend and did things and subscribed you or muted you or whatever. And what should have happened is that some more JavaScript should have fired off and updated the list of subscribers. But it didn't, because that code, again, was pretty knotty and awful, and we had to spend some time cleaning that up. Which was kind of a result of when we wrote that code originally, we were not hugely familiar with the libraries that we were using to build the code. We use Yahoo's YUI JavaScript library. And when we originally wrote the subscribers code, we'd only just started using YUI, so we didn't know all the best practices, and we hadn't come to a sufficiently stable point in terms of our best practices in Launchpad for using JavaScript and how things should be formatted and where different libraries should live. And so you would find in the JavaScript, you'd find lots of functions calling other functions which have callbacks in them, which do something else, which go away and interact with the server, and magic happens, and then all of a sudden the subscribers list is maybe updated if you're lucky, and it's quite hard to debug, and when it goes wrong, developers cry for a while and eventually they fix it, but it takes two or three of them. That was the kind of problem that we had a lot of. Bug subscriptions is, it touches a lot of different parts of the Launchpad code base. It has implications for privacy, it has implications for different pages in Launchpad, for what you get to see on different pages depending on what projects or packages you subscribe to. And so most of our problems were essentially that we were rolling pebbles down a mountainside and we didn't know which rocks were going to fall off when, you know, as the pebbles moved down. I think we've managed to nail most of those issues down now. There may still be one or two. We're now in a process of just polishing the feature completely. So there are still things cropping up. For example, we had issues whereby anonymous users, people who come along but haven't logged in, would try and look at a page, and because all our code had been written behind a feature flag, so it was only ever visible to people who were logged in anyway. We didn't know that anonymous users would encounter problems,
right,
until we switched the feature flag off so that everyone would see it, and all of a sudden pages started crashing.
Right. Is there a way around that then?
There probably are several ways around it. Our main way around it at the moment is to very deliberately test for anonymous users. In Launchpad we have a very comprehensive test suite, but we'd kind of become blinkered by the fact that you needed to be logged in to be able to use this code. So obviously we needed to do all our tests as a logged in user. Mm-hmm. And it didn't occur to us at first that what we should actually do is deliberately write those tests so that the feature flag was switched off and run it as an anonymous user and see what happens and see what breaks. And some of the things I think we could safely say that some of the bugs we wouldn't have picked up in our test suite, because Launchpad has an enormous database behind it with several million rows of all kinds of different data, and there's so many subscriptions, and some things have only happened because of the amount of data that we've been having to deal with. They're mostly timeouts, really, where a page will take too long to render because we're asking it to load too much data from the database, and we needed to go away and fix those. But we couldn't really be aware of those until we ran it against production data. Mm-hmm. That's the nature of the beast when you're dealing with something of Launchpad size.
Yeah. Okay, cheers. So you're on the Yellow Squad.
Yes.
What, now that this is over, what are you going to now?
We are now in a process of doing Launchpad maintenance. What happens is that a squad will work on a given feature for as long as it takes to get that feature done. And then they will go on to a maintenance rotation, which essentially means that they're responsible for fixing any and all bugs in Launchpad that aren't feature specific. So we've been going through and picking up all the critical and high priority bugs that need fixing. They range from simple little things to like misspellings in the user interface to fairly complex bugs with the way that bazaar branches are handled. And we're now getting to the point where there used to be a lot of these bugs that were what we term low-hanging fruit. You could look at it and say, oh, that's easy, that's 200 lines of code, I'll go and do that, it'll take me a day, and I'll get that landed and move on to the next thing. Now we're getting to the point where all those have gone, and we're getting to the more complex problems, which might take 3 days or a week, mm-hmm. For one developer to solve. And it's also, it actually stretches us as developers as well, because historically we were divided up into teams that concentrated on a specific part of the Launchpad code base. So I used to be on the Launchpad bugs team, I was responsible for the bug tracker and nothing else.
Yeah.
Now that I'm on the Yellow Squad, I'm responsible for all of Launchpad, which means that I might be called on to fix bugs in the translation software or in Soyuz, which is our package management code, both of which are in places quite terrifyingly complicated if you haven't had a long time studying the code and knowing what it does. And in certain cases, even the people who've worked on them for a long time don't like to change the code because there are so many potential pitfalls along the way. Mm. Particularly with Soyuz, Julian Edwards, who used to be the head of the Soyuz team, who's now the head of the Red Squad, has said that there are certain parts of the code that you really don't want to touch without having a conversation with him, because if you get it wrong, you could break thousands of Ubuntu desktops. That's quite a large burden to shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cheers. Thanks.